Praise God. I thank God again for every single one of you that are so faithful and they're calling in and looking to receive from the Lord. And I know God, He never forsakes us. He never disappoints us. And I thank God. So tonight I am going to be continuing what I was starting to minister on last Sunday at church. And I ministered on the subject, walking by faith. So tonight I want to give you all part two. So if you were there at church on Sunday morning, you heard walking by faith. That was part one. This one is part two. So it's walking by faith, but also embrace the promises of God. That's right, embrace the promises of God. Our main scripture is 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, and it says simply, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." And also another scripture says, "The just shall live by faith." Amen. See, as we begin to continue to walk by faith, we're walking along this Christian journey. Yes, it is a journey that you and I are going on, and it's a lifetime journey. And then we'll find ourselves as we are walking this Christian life and walking by faith, we begin to draw closer to God. There's no way that we can walk by faith and not become closer related to God. And see, as we draw closer to God, that means our spirit begins to feed on the Word of God. The Word of God is truth. Amen. Praise God. The Word is quick, powerful, and then it's sharper than any two-edged sword. See, as you and I begin to walk with God by faith, it is very, very important to keep our focus on what? On the promises of God or the Word of God. Because, see, the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. And if we allow the enemy to, he will steal the joy. He will steal that word. But he can't do it if you're keeping your mind stayed on God. You're walking in the light of God's word. There's no way you can be defeated when you are holding on to the promises of God. See, I'm talking about not only walking by faith, but you always want to hold on or embrace the promises of God. Amen. See, the word of God, it's what gives us strength, and it energizes us to walk by faith. Yes, in order to fulfill our own God-given purpose. That's right. Every one of us, God has a divine purpose for each one. And we'll learn what his purpose is for our lives as we spend time in his word and we spend time in prayer. Talking about divine purpose. I never even imagined that one of the divine purposes that God had for my life would be this Dream Team prayer line. You know, I started maybe a couple years ago almost, and it just seemed like, you know, it was just something good to do, and you started out a little at a time. Actually, you started out with just maybe 8 of us. And then Pastor listened in on one of the prayer calls, and he said, "Oh, no, you can't just hold this between the 8 people. You have got to open up the line and let others in on what God is doing." So, see, that was a divine purpose that God had for my life. I didn't know it, but, see, as I continued to pray, as I continued to get more involved in his word, it was very, very evident to me that this is one of the purposes that God has for me. And as a result, not only me, but he also had it for you as well. Because had I not said yes to the will of God, you wouldn't be listening to me. But yet God has a divine purpose, not only for me, but I am telling you, God has it for you. Ask him, seek him, and he will give you the direction. Amen. Yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. Praise God. Now listen, we're talking about walking with God, walking by faith. Think about the Israelites. They weren't just walking in the wilderness, just walking for the sake of walking, but they had a divine purpose for every step that they made. Oh, yes, were they complaining, murmuring, grumbling? Yeah, they grumbled and mumbled and complained, but yet God is long-suffering. He still had them in mind, and they had their purpose was to enter in and take possession of the land that God had already promised them. Oh, yes. And see, the Israelites, they just needed to claim their land. In other words, they just needed to, God said, it's there for you. You just got to go in and possess it. Walk in. And that's saying something to you and I even right now. Whatever God says in his word, whatever he said that you can have, that means we can have that. For example, if God says, by his stripes we are healed, and that we are healed by his stripes, and that we are healed, and we are healed. Hallelujah. I can't say that. It looks better than that. Healing is the children's bread. So that's a promise. Praise God. So we need to lay hold to that promise and not let the enemy cheat you out of your divine healing. Sometimes you might even have to speak to the devil. Say, devil. I've come too far, and I am leaning and depending on the word of God, because there's no failure in God. Amen. Amen. And let me tell you something. The Israelites, yes, they just needed to walk in and claim the land. You and I, what we are praying about, whatever prayer request you have before the Lord, begin to claim that. Claim that. Get yourself a journal. Begin to write it down. Write what it is that your request. You know, the Bible says, let your request be made known unto the Lord. Hallelujah. And so you need to write it down. I do that many times. Write down that request and follow through with that on that journal. And as God begin to let that answer unfold, you know, begin to document that. And then when you get the full answer to whatever it is that you're praying, believing God for, write that down in your journal. Here's the date that I first requested it, and here it is that God brought it to pass. Amen. Listen, I'm not telling you anything that I don't know that don't work, but I'm telling you what I know works. Amen and amen. So lay claim, lay hold to what it is that God says you can have. He says we can walk in divine healing. Yes, I can. He said that you're more than conquerors. Yes, we are. He said we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. Yes, we can. The key to that is who Christ who gives us the strength. Amen. Listen, even in the natural, a person must have purpose before they can succeed. Yes, you got to have a purpose in mind before you can even begin to succeed or even proceed in that direction. Here's an example. If your goal is to become a doctor, you must take the required college courses and complete the required internship program and put in whatever the required number of hours in, and et cetera, et cetera. In other words, all that you have to do in preparation for it, all of it is in pursuit of achieving a particular doctorate degree. Amen, someone. That's just common sense. That's just natural. In other words, you have to start walking in the area by faith along the line for which you, in this particular case, want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. See, there's a promise in God's word for whatever we need. Oh, yes, it is. See, by faith, start claiming the promises of God. Start claiming what the word of God says. Start documenting that in terms of what it is that you have a request in. Because, see, the Bible says faith without works is dead. It's completely dead. Hallelujah. I like to say it like this. I always say, put feet to your faith. Because, see, faith is action. Walk it out. What do you mean, Lady B, walking out? I mean walk it out by faith. Walk out what the word says. Put God in remembrance of his own word. Begin to say and speak what God says in his word. Not defeat or not negativity, but you want to speak what is positive. Amen. By faith. Faith says it's done. And you believe that. And the Bible tells us that if we begin to speak and believe what God says that we can have that. He said, just need to believe that. So begin speaking out those promises. You see, when you speak it out, faith grows. The Bible tells us faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why Pastor has us to read every single night. He says, read out loud. Read the word of God. So as you hear the word, you begin to cultivate and activate your faith. But see, when I say begin to activate it, walk it out. Begin speaking the promises of God. Say what God says you can have. Speak what God says in his word. The more you speak the promises of God or the word of God, the more you'll believe what you say. And the more it will become a reality. And then it begins to take root in your heart. Now, see, that's positive. Let me tell you something. Yesterday, not only just yesterday evening, all of a sudden I started to feel kind of achy, my bones were hurting, and my joints were hurting, my throat was sore. I says, wait a minute now. And I heard one mind said to me, uh-oh, maybe you're coming down with this, or we coming down with that. Oh, you don't think that's COVID? I said, the devil, you are a liar. I would not call that it was so. And I begin to, hey, by faith, I begin to work on myself, and I took something that the corsine or whatever, and I begin to pray. And let me tell you, by the time Pastor got off the line on Facebook Live, I was doing good, felt good, and it hadn't been like that since. The devil is a liar. You got to put the devil in his place. You got to speak what God says that is true for you. Amen. Hallelujah. So the more you believe what you say and you speak it, it becomes a reality, and see, that positive reality begins to take root. Well, the same way, if I was negative about how I was feeling, I don't feel good. Oh, my throat is sore. Oh, I don't know. I'm coming down with this. Guess what? The more I would speak that, guess what? It would take root. And before you know it, I would be sick. Now, I'm not saying that people, don't get sick. And, I've been sick many a times. But I know one thing, if we do get sick, but I tell you what, we got a promise. So speak those promises. Knowing that God never leaves us and he never forsakes us. Amen. Praise God. And then you must see the promises first in the spirit. You must see yourself prosperous. You must see yourself fulfilled in the spirit first. That's the faith is the substance of things hoped for. And it is the very evidence of things we can't even see. So in the spirit, you have to perceive, see yourself delivered, see yourself prosperous, see yourself doing whatever it is that you're asking God for. Then see yourself in the next level. Amen. We're talking faith. We're talking walking by faith. We're talking embracing the promises of the Lord. And while we are waiting and embracing those promises, we got to wait on the Lord. Guess what? We can't hurry, God. We just have to wait. And, we wait on the Lord. He renews our strength. He tells us to be of good courage and believe it. It's going to come to pass. Here's an example. Here's another example. Maybe you're working on a dead-end job. You got to see yourself working on the job of your dreams and earning the income that you desire. You first got to see that. And if you can believe it and see that, then you start making plans and align yourself and educate yourself with the necessary qualifications. That's an action plan. You begin to put an action plan in place. See, again, faith without works is dead. This is feet to your faith. You don't like where you're working? You don't like where you're at? Then what are you going to do about it? Are you qualified for the next level? Whatever it takes to do that, do that. Amen. God's not going to do it all for you. There are some things we're going to have to do. We're talking walking by faith. So let's look at this. We need a better job. Got him in this dead-end job. Walking by faith, number one, you're going to have a purpose. So why do you want a better job? Well, your purpose, main purpose is greater financial blessing. So the greater your financial blessing, a greater blessing you can be to the kingdom of God. Amen, somebody. And then also you say to the Lord, yes, God, I want to be a blessing to your kingdom, but I also want to be a blessing to my household. I want better living conditions for my family. May even need a new car. May want to live in a better house. But that's purpose. Amen. And then get to the word of God. The promises of God. We're talking embracing the promises. Well, let me give you a couple. My time is almost up, but let me give you a couple of promises that you and I can always embrace. The Bible says, whatsoever things you ask God when you pray, believe that you receive it. Mm-hmm. And the word says you shall have it. The word also says all things are possible to those who believe. Do you believe it? Mm-hmm. Are you the one that's standing on the promises of God? Hallelujah. Can you see yourself delivered? Can you see yourself promoted? Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's talk about that. In Psalm 75 and 6, I heard Pastor saying this a little bit last night. I said, oh, he's touching on what I'm talking about tonight. Praise God. Well, if you heard it last night, guess what? You hear it again tonight. Psalm 75 and 6, it says, for promotion comes neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. It is God who judges. Uh-huh. He's the one who decides. And he brings down one. And the Bible says he exalts another. Promotion or exaltation, it comes from God. Amen. Say amen to that. Promotion comes from the Lord. And then another promise in Deuteronomy 8:18. And it says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power. Say power. God gives me power to get wealth. Yes, yes. That he may establish his covenant, which he swore unto thy fathers as it is this day. God is the one that's going to, he's the one that's in charge. He's the one, he's the God of your life. That's why we got to say, Lord, order my steps. God, you know the direction I need to go. God, make it plain. Reveal the way that I should, the order, the way I should step. What you have direction for me. Because that's why the scripture tells us, acknowledge the Lord in all our ways. He will direct our path. And we just need to simply do that. Because sometimes some things we want for ourselves, and if we didn't ask him, God, is this the right time? Is this for? It may not be good for us at that particular time. But when we do things God's ways, this is coming to pass. Oh, yes, it will. So what we did, let's just kind of summarize in that little example I had here about the dead-end job. Okay, look, faith in action. You believe in yourself. You got to believe in yourself. Yes. If you don't, you know, I mean, who else is going to believe in you? How are you going to be able to sell yourself even for a new job if you don't believe in yourself that you can do it? So you believed in yourself in this example. You took the necessary steps to equip and educate yourself with the proper credentials in order to be qualified for a higher paying position. Amen. In the example I use. And then you put feet to your faith. How did you do that? So you applied for a better position. It wasn't enough just to get education there. But now what are you going to do with that? And say, okay, Lord, I've equipped myself, and I've done what I needed to do. So now, Lord, I'm going to begin to put my resume out there. Get the resume looking good. Hallelujah. Put it in order. You know, God does things. He's a God of excellence. So we want to do things decently and in order. Continue. I don't know how many times you have to submit that application. Continue to do so. Because one day you will land that right job. See, God will allow the right doors to open up for you. All you need is the favor of God. Amen, amen. So I will tell you what. Never don't you if you have to speak to the enemy, say, no, devil, you are a liar. I am somebody. I can have, because God said I can have. God said that he would cause me to lend and not even borrow. Hallelujah. He said I could be up. I'll be up, hallelujah, and not have to be down. He said he would make me first. I don't have to be last. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, that's why, again, you have to be rooted in the Word of God. And when you know that word, cover yourself, embrace yourself in his promises, and then keep on walking by faith. Don't become discouraged. Don't you dare give up, but keep walking by faith. Get rooted, grounded in that word, and stick with his word. Why? Because the Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but his word shall never, ever pass away. And that's the word for tonight, Walking by Faith, Part 2. Embrace the promises of God. Glory, glory, glory. Praise God. Tonight, as we go into prayer, we're going to ask God. We're having special prayer for Deacon and Deaconess Cooper, Robert Cooper, complete healing. Complete healing. Praise God. We're believing God for that. Also, we're believing God for complete healing for Sister Elizabeth Lee and for Pastor Charles Lee. Praise God. We're believing God. We're putting them in before the Lord continuously. We're continuing to pray even for our church mother, Mother Dolores Liggins. Hallelujah. Praise God. My God, we just continue to uphold and uphold our Father, the church, Deacon Walter Brown and his family. And we just believe God. Amen. We're holding up in special prayer for Brother Walter Patterson and Sister Patty Patterson, believing God. Amen. We believe God, standing on the promises of God. Also, continue to have special prayer for Sister Betty Ann Davis. Praise God. And we also had a special prayer request that came in over the line from Mr. Phil Chavez. And he was asking for a special prayer for his family. Praise God. God knows those requests. We also going to be praying, believing God, you know, for the covering and the blessings upon our black colleges and all over this nation, that God will protect the students, he will protect the faculty, and that they that the Lord will just keep our people covered with under the blood, and that we will begin to proceed not in fear, but we will just believe God. That's what the church is about. We are praying. We are praying, believe God. We're praying for our law enforcement officers. Not everybody is a bad officer, but we need good law enforcement officers. And they've been going through a lot, my God, but we got to pray. Got to pray for the world leaders. We must pray. We got to pray for the Israel and pray for the Jerusalem and so forth. My God, we have so much to pray about. Hallelujah. And then we're just gonna go before the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we just praise you, God. We thank you. We thank you for this word tonight. For your word is quick and powerful, is sharper than any two-edged sword. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit who just pricks the word, your word, to our hearts. For the Holy Ghost who just enlightens us, that reveals your promises. And God, we thank you, Lord, for your word, because God, that's a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our pathway. That's letting us know, God, we can make it. All things you said are possible to those that believe. And God, I thank you for all those that are on this prayer line tonight, that God, you see their needs. Everyone has special needs tonight. Everyone, God, come before you, Lord. There's some that need healing. There's some, God, that they need healing in their bodies from pain. And God, you're able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can even ask or even think. God, we believe in you, Father. Father, we believe in you, God. Some have been in the hospital, and some are still recuperating, God. God, some, God, may not able to walk as they would desire, Lord. God, we ask you that you touch the knees, God. We just want you, God, that those that have problems with their knees, God, just healing, God, and with their joints, Father. God, you know what it will take, God. You know how to lift them up. Send your word and heal, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, send your word and heal, Lord God, every cancer cell. We curse it in the name of Jesus. And God, send renewed strength. Hallelujah. Send renewed power, God. Everything is moving by the power of God. Father, because it's in you that we live, we move, and we have our being, God. God, it is so, God. We can have what you said we can have, God. We can be whom you said we can be. God, we already know in your word you said that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us and who gave himself for us. God, we know, God, that we're asking complete healing, God, in the name of Jesus, Mother Dolores Liggins, and strengthen, God. Strengthen Deacon Walter Brown, and strengthen Deaconess Mary Brown. Strengthen tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, even for Sister Janie Booker, Lord, touch those knees, her joints, her legs, Father, loose it up. Hallelujah. Let her feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah in her body, Father. We claim it. We stand it on your promises, Father, in the name of Jesus. And remember, God, Sister Betty Ann Davis, that you would just bless her, God. Encourage her, God. Strengthen her body, Lord. God, Jesus, every pain, we speak to the joint. We speak, Lord, right now, God, for the areas that she's had problems with, God, that she will begin to say out of her mouth, by your stripes, Lord, I am healed. I claim my healing in the name of Jesus. And God, this Mr. Phil Chavez family, God, the prayer request that he's had for his family, God, is salvation for his family, healing for his family, deliverance for his family, financial blessings for his family. God, we present it to you, God, and we're believing, God, that you would bring it to pass. Father, we pray for our young people, even as they go to school, God, you will cover them under the blood of Jesus Christ. Allow the angels of the Lord encamp around about them, God, all around, God, that even in that schoolyard, even in the classroom, Father, we want you to protect our children, protect them from COVID, God, keep them strong, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we are praying and we're believing, God, we're standing in the gap on behalf of them. They're young, God, and they can't pray for themselves, many of them, but God, we're standing in the gap. We even pray for the teachers and the faculty and the staff, Father. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that Satan, we cancel whatever your plans are. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Father, you said whatsoever things we bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatsoever things we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Father, let your will be done. Father, we pray for those that are in prison, God. They're set them free in their mind, in their spirit, in their body. Deliverance, God. Father, you said all souls belong to you. We pray for those souls, God. We pray for their deliverance. God, you're able to save and deliver and set free those that need protection. God, build a wall of protection around them, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come against the power of the enemy. We bind it in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask you, bless all of the colleges, bless them, especially the black colleges, because they've been targeted, God. They've been targeted with bomb threats, God. But God, you know, Father, we know that you are still in control. Bless your people, God, and we shall be blessed. We ask you to bless the children, bless them, oh God, the faculty, bless the staff, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, because we are not going to fear, but we will stand in the gap, and we will claim the promises of God. We will claim the protection of the Holy Spirit, Father. We thank you. Thank you for that, Lord. We bless you, Lord, even for our law enforcement officers, God. Well, Father, there are some that have recently lost their lives, and oh, my God, they have family members. They have people that are left. Oh, my God, just strengthen them. Encourage their heart, God. Comfort them like no one else can comfort, God. Oh, my God, meet every single need, Lord. Deliverance, God. Peace, God. Oh, comfort, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said, God, that all of their needs, all of our needs are met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Use us, God, to be a blessing to others. God, bless us so that your blessings can flow through us. We can be a conduit for your blessings, that where we can be blessed, we can bless others, God. We can reach out and touch somebody else by faith and show them love. God, allow us to have the love of God in our hearts that goes from heart to heart, to breast, God, that we will encourage one another. We will speak the positive things to our sister, to our brothers, letting them know that they can make it, that if they stand on the promises of God, if we wait on you, God, you will answer prayer. We bless God. We bless you, Lord, even for our world leaders. You told us to pray for those who have rule over us. And we pray, God, that you will just allow the people, even in the White House and all the other leaders, God, that they will do the right things, the things in Ukraine, Father. Father, you already know that there are folks there that are living in fear. They don't know what is going to happen next. But God, you are in control. Father, you said in your word, God, that the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. So, God, we present this in Jesus' name. We pray for Israel. We pray, you told us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, God, Lord, just have your way. And, God, we just bless you, God. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for all of our needs are met, God. We thank you that we have a roof over our head. We have clothes on our back. God, we have food to eat, God. God, we're not out in the cold, but God, we just want to thank you. God, we don't take not one of your blessings for granted, but God, we give your name praise and glory and honor. It belongs to you. Father, we thank you, God, and we pray, God, for our church, the Petersville Baptist Church. God, we pray for all the other churches, even in our communities. We pray for the pastors that you will continue to bless them. Encourage their hearts. There's some, God, who seem like the people don't want to come back to church. But, God, you can touch the heart of the people, Father. Hallelujah. Give us understanding that, God, that we can reach out, that God that we serve, if you can keep us in the supermarket, if you can keep us walking up and down at Walmart, but God, you can keep us in the house of worship. Touch somebody. Touch someone who's doubting tonight. Touch someone who's skeptical tonight. Build their faith and help us to begin walking by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. All those on this line begin to say amen and thank you, Lord. We thank you for your promises. Oh, my God. We thank you. Glory to God. God, we praise you, Lord. We give your name praise. And we thank you for the answer. God, we thank you, Lord, that we are walking by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. That we are the just that are living by faith. We thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, that you will help us to begin to embrace your promises in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. We thank you. Father, we bless you. We bless you. Amen and amen. Praise God. Amen. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So I want to thank God. Thank you, everyone that's on the line. We thank you for your participation. We thank you for your faithfulness. Continue to call in and share this. Share this prayer line number with somebody else. Invite someone else to listen in and be blessed. And I thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers. Pastor and I, we love you all, and we thank you, God. We thank the Lord for you all, that God will continue to strengthen you and keep you every day. That's our prayer. So continue to look to the hills. From which comes your help, all of our help, it comes from the Lord. So God bless you. We love you. And until next week, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. This is Lady B saying good night and be blessed. Amen. Good night.
Amen. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.